you get home and you take the paper off the meat, you would tell your husband, I
unwrap the meat.
Very good, thank you. Would you say that a little louder, please?
I unwrap the meat.
Thank you. When your husband is selling flowers, maybe he buys some plants, and it costs a certain amount to buy them, and then he has to take care of them, and then he sells them. And when he sells them, he doesn't get as much as he put into them. You say he sold them at a
good price. Cheaper.
Yes. And did he make a gain? Did he make a gain from that?
No.
It was a
loss.
Very good. Just now when Miss came in, we were talking about prices over there. We would say that food, too much. Put a word in there, food.
It costs too much.
Thank you. Say that again, please.
It costs too much.
Thank you. When it's time to pay your telephone bill, you'll say the bill is
due.
Very good. Also, when you belong to a club, you'll say a person had to pay. His
dues.
Very good. If somebody lets you have something but wants you to give it back to them, you will say that you had to
pay.
Yes, I was thinking that if you just want to use, maybe if you want to use a pot or a broom or a rake, you want to use a rake that belongs to your neighbor, you will ask her to let you
borrow.
Very good. If you don't have much of something, if there's not much of it around, you'll say it has become very
scanty.
Scanty is a good word. Can you think of another one? When something is scanty, we'll say, old people used to have a term saying that, that's just this, something is hen's teeth. You remember that expression?
No.
There used to be an expression, it's as hen's teeth.
As scarce.
Good.
As hen's teeth.
Good. Say that for me, that whole sentence. It's as?
It's as scarce as hen teeth.
Thank you. That's good. Children sometimes, in the wintertime, have a little sled and they'll go up to the top of a hill and come down on it. What do they call that?
Sleigh ride.
All right.
Sleigh.
And when they come down the hill, what do they say? How do you get down the hill? You Do you know anything about swimming?
Swimming? No, I don't.
All right. When children are playing and they put their heads down on the ground and then do their whole body over on the grass or the floor, what do you call that? But you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Did you ever do that?
Uh-huh.
And most times children are very proud when they can do that.
Turn.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Turn a what?
Somersault.
Very good. Uh-huh. When land is rich, maybe the land that sometimes you have to buy dirt to get your plants to grow in, you say the soil is very
rich or poor.
Yes, it may be rich or poor, and if it's rich, we call it what?
Very rich.
All right. When you want somebody to stop talking, you might just tell them to stop talking. Or you might just say, I wish you would.
Wish.
Good. We're talking now about the word swim. Every summer, children
swim.